News from Oroville on Monday, November 25th, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. Interview by Danielle. The data reported by the Meteorological Weather Station at Matramandir shows a minimum temperature of 16 degrees, one of the lowest temperatures recorded in the last years. The maximum temperature will go up to 31 degrees. Here is Carol talking about Oroville Today.
Oroville Today is a monthly magazine, which is having a rather bland title of Oroville Today because we basically wanted to give information on what's happening in Oroville. We have a fixed staff of 4 to 5 people, and we have often volunteers who come in, and some of them work a few months with us, some of them then go back to the home country and come back later. We choose the main theme. The main theme is mostly something which vibrates somewhere in the community on some level. And then we try to give more information about that and to highlight it from different angles. Apart from the main theme, there are always other themes, which are not necessarily topic, but can be interesting. And then we have what we call profiles of people who have interesting views or anything like that. And small happenings, the building is opened, an artist has done an exhibition, we talk to the artist, try to get the views. So what we basically give is a pretty wide perspective on Oroville.
No critics?
Oh, God, yes, we have many critics. There are critics in Oroville. We find that the magazine is too bland because they would like that we would take positions. But we have learned in the course of time that there are many viewpoints, and what we actually try is to give the viewpoints. We are definitely not neutral. We have definitely an architectural and an editorial style, but we are also not on the extreme. After all, we are still living in India also.
Mm. The Spanish Pavilion is organizing a Spanish evening with typical food, music, and documentaries. All are welcome at the Visitor Center on the 1st of December from 6 onwards. Viva la fiesta! The point in time when South Asia needs to take a decisive step forward to crystallize its identity has come. Various regional and other groups across the world have been coming together for different purposes, but what is the deeper truth of South Asia based on its civilization and culture? What are the problems it faces today? And what could be India's role in this region? Towards which future is humanity evolving? A paper written by Kosha Shah attempts to take a look at some of these issues from within the perspectives offered by Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, promising a possible way to arrive at a confederation within the region. For further information, email prisma@oroville.org.in. An exhibition of photos and newspaper articles of the Dalai Lama in Hamburg during December 2007 at Oralek Café from 8 in the morning until 5 p.m. The Dalai Lama visited Hamburg from 21st to 27th of July of this summer and while there gave his interpretation of the Aryadeva's 400 verses. Aryadeva was a 2nd or 3rd century Buddhist saint from South India who gave in those texts his instructions for reaching enlightenment. Dalai Lama's lectures were given in the mornings and afternoons in the Rothenburg Tennis Stadium. More than 33,000 people from all over the world attended. The entire city of Hamburg celebrated this visit, and there was live TV coverage, some of the talks, and all the newspapers and popular magazines gave daily reports on his visit, which included a visit on the first day to Town Hall, by invitation to enter his name in the Golden Book. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thanks for listening.